Hey everybody, what's up? This is your boy Mike Jones again for another interview for you guys. And on the phone right now, I have a Billboard chart-topping Music World Gospel recording artist who is also the Season 4 winner of BET's Sunday's Best, the one and only Miss Amber Bullock. Amber, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine. Excited to have this chat with you. So I now know that you have your sophomore project, So In Love, coming up on July the 10th. So could you tell us a little about that album and how it differs from your debut album?
All right. Well, I have an album, like you said, that's coming out on the 10th of July called So In Love, and it's called So In Love because of one of the tracks on the record, but I just so happen to be so in love with it, and it's just a great CD of good music. We were blessed to get a good song selection. And so I just can't wait for everybody to hear it. P.J. Morton produced this, and we had a little help from Sean Martin, which is Kirk Franklin's producer. And, you know, I just can't wait for everybody to hear it. I can't say that enough. It differs from the EP that came out because this is all original music. There's all live music. There's all live band instruments, live strings, live horns. Just awesome. Anything that you want to hear, you can find it on the record. And I'm not saying that because it's my music. I'm saying it because it's really, really good music, and I'm so proud of it.
Would it be fair to say that this is kind of like your debut CD, since the first one was more of a compilation album, but this one is like all you. Like, this is all your blood, sweat, and tears into this
album.
Yes,
I would agree with you. I believe I call it my first record. Yes, sir.
I do see a quote from you that said that working with PJ in the studio was like a match made in heaven. You know, how would you say it was like to work with him in the studio, putting your ideas and musical expertises together?
It was absolutely amazing. It's like I've known him all my life, and we just connected on so many different levels, you know, that it was just great. I guarantee you that won't be my last time working with him.
Yeah, I interviewed PJ a few weeks ago. He had a show in Philly, and he told me that he was going to be working on your album, or did work on it. And I asked him the same question, and he said the same thing. Like, it was great working with you. Y'all got each other. The experience was amazing. So I really can't wait to hear the finished product of you two guys together. How would you describe the sound of So In Love? Like, if someone asked you what were the different musical themes that were on the album, how would you describe it?
It's every genre on there, but to sum it all up in a perfect feeling, from beginning to end, I would say that So In Love is like a perfect date. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, don't you know how when you go on a date, you'd be so excited, you know what I'm saying? It's hard off, you'd be all hyped. And by the time it's over, you just like, I have a really good time with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that.
Right. That was the best metaphor. That was great. That was the best metaphor. Because then, you know, you're still thinking about it, like thinking about all the different fun things or the things you remember of the date. I got it. That was the best metaphor for a CD, like, ever. All right. So I also see that you did a lot of writing on the album, too.
Yes, I didn't do a lot of writing, but I did do a little. I did do some. Well, I co-wrote You've Been So Good, and I co-wrote Done For Me, and I co-wrote Same God, which Done For Me and Same God I did with Sean Martin.
Okay, now I see that you wrote Lord, You've Been So Good when you were in college, and then, you know, you guys did an updated version of it. When you actually initially wrote the song, did you have, like, a melody in your head for it already, or did it kind of all come together when you put it on this album?
Well, the guy that I co-wrote the song with had this beat, and he had this track, and it already had the dun 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 dun, and I already had that on there. And so I listened to it or whatever, and I was like, there shouldn't be no words right there. You know what I'm saying? So we should say la 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 la.
Right.
And then I was like, we should say something like, Lord, You've Been So Good, and the song just went from there. And he kind of requested that the verse just was kind of, da, 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 you know what I'm saying? He kind of requested that.
Yeah.
So I just went with that, and then I wrote the rest of the song, and the rest is history.
On your track, Done For Me, I see you work with Kirk Franklin. Now, I know you've known Kirk for a while because I always had a Sunday Best, but you were on the Fearless tour with them. So was it different working with him in the studio behind the scenes than it was just singing with him on stage, or was it kind of the same feel?
Well, actually, I've worked with my first time working with Kirk Franklin was not on Sunday Best. It was actually in the studio on his CD, Hello Fear, because I sang with Myron Butler and Levi. And on that track today, you know, the Help Somebody, Help Somebody, Help Somebody, that song right there. He wanted to put that on there, so he came to Dallas, and we did the background for that. My name is in the credits. And so I wasn't my first time working with him in the studio, but I was not in the studio with Kirk Franklin when he did his part on my record, actually. He did it at a later date because I saw him while I was down in Dallas recording Same God and Done For Me. I had already recorded Done For Me. And we were in the studio, and I was recording the Same God, and he was recording something else. And Sean was running back and forth between the studios. And so he said that if I needed him to get on the track, that he would then. And so I was like, for sure. So they said that they would do it at a later date, and that's how that happened.
With Changed, I see that was written by PJ and was featuring Isaac Carey. And I actually saw that the in-studio video of you guys, I don't know if that's the song that y'all recording, but the video that was released for YouTube, and I was just wondering, like, is it hard to work with people that you're close to in the studio? Because I feel like, you know, you guys are silly too, but it would just be so hard because it'd just be laughing and having too much of a good time that you can really get through it. Like, working with close friends is kind of hard to me. So did you have to be like, at any point say, all right, guys, we got to stop, we got to get this done, we had enough fun, it's I can't focus, or... You know, did it just flow?
No. We are pretty professional when it comes to music. You know, we play. We know when to quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so we're pretty good at that. And Isaac, he's amazing. He just came in and it was like maybe two takes. He did it, and then he was out of there. It's great.
Wow.
That's
what's up. Do you have a favorite song off of the album?
Well, as of today, because I'm sure it'll change, I love every song on that record, but as of today, my favorite is Yes.
Why would that be, if you don't mind me asking?
Because I actually saw PJ write that song. I, like, watched him write it, and it was absolutely amazing to see, because I really admire PJ as a writer. I admire him as an artist, and I admire him as a person, and to see the magic happen right before my eyes, it's tight, and then the song is just so freaking dope. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite right now.
What future plans do you have as far as maybe the summer or early fall or anything like that, promotional tours or appearances, anything we can be checking for you to see you on?
Well, definitely you can look out for me on the BET Awards. You can definitely look out for me at the Essence Fest. I'll be doing a Mary Mary tribute. I'm not sure of the Dome. Then I'll also be singing with Kirk Franklin in the Superdome. So you can look out for me there. You can just look out for me, especially look out for me at GMWA. Hopefully I'll be doing a release for my CD, which will come out on the 10th of July there. I hope to do one in St. Louis. I hope to do one in Louisville. I hope to do one in Dallas. Hoping is the key word here, but this is what I hope to do. And I just want to just get out there. You can catch me on the Kingsman Tour. I'll be with Kirk. Helping him out there, and that's in September. And I just am very, very, very excited about what's to come. And that's just in the immediate future. The sky's the limit, so I'm ready.
Do you have any other collaborations on the album that we haven't mentioned that you could think of off the top of your head?
Nope. That's it, Kirk and I. And, you know, other than PJ producing the whole thing, you know, producing those 8 tracks and him saying the, you know, let's go, and being, you know, and it's a good track, that's it.
Well, that's cool, because when people buy the album, they want to buy it for you. So, you know, and sometimes when people have a million different collaborations, it's like, this could have been a compilation album.
Exactly.
Right. Is there anything else that you would like to let your fans know and your supporters and loved ones and everyone else that's going to hear this interview know before we part ways today?
Definitely. I just want to let everybody know that I love them and I appreciate their support. It really means a lot to me. I know that I wouldn't be where I am without their support, and I look forward to appreciating their support a little bit more when the 10th of July comes, because I know that they're going to go out and go get that So In Love record.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch me on Twitter. Follow me. I'm at Sing Amber, or you can catch me on Facebook at Amber Bullock. And that's pretty much it. And thank you for your time. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine. You know, I wish you the best on the album. I'll definitely get my copy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.